prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and this is a live broadcast, 7 November 2023. Welcome to today's program. We're glad you're with us. And boy, I mean that seriously, I do. You folks are the best. You're definitely the best. I know I don't have the biggest audience, but I definitely got one of the best out there, period. And I know that. You tune in this old hillbilly every now and then just to see what's being said. And I pray to God and my Father in heaven that I say some things that uplift you and help you get through some things from time to time and glorify our Father in the process. I mean that with all my heart. Before getting into anything else, just go ahead and get the announcements out of the way. What do you say? Don't forget this weekend, Lord willing, we're going to have church Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can go to our website real easy now. Just go to our website. Look on the website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on Rumble. You'll find about a third of the way down the page. Big word, Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E. Click on that at 10:30 a.m. There we will be. 10 to 11, of course, is always prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30 is Christian Worldview News. From 1 to 2, we do the Bible study. So I certainly hope you'll join us, folks. If you can't do it on the computer, call us on the phone at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013. And don't forget, if you need food, listen, don't be ashamed to say it. If you're kind of hard up and you're having a little bit of a hard time, you'd like to have a bucket of food from New Manna, all you have to do is write and tell us. You can write us by snail mail. You can email me, if you'd like to, at PastorButch.com. I'm sorry, PastorButch at StartMail.com. PastorButch@StartMail.com. You can email and say, this is why I need it. I'm not going to put your name on the radio and tell them why you need it. I wouldn't do that. But all we'll do is we're going to pick one at the end of the month. And I don't do that. I actually have Crystal and Marsh and others do that here in the office. And well, all we're going to say is so-and-so from so-and-so state is going to receive a bucket of food. That's all we're going to do. We will not mention your name. We'll not embarrass you. If you need it, don't be afraid to ask. Daniel Brigman is generous enough to give it away to you and want to help you. Accept it. It's okay. Don't get our specials for this month, folks. We got a bunch of them. I realize that. The grab bags, what I'll start with. Crystal Joy put this together, and what a huge grab bag. Folks, this got at least 8 to 10 different things, including maybe a CD on what the Confederate flag really is and what it stood for. But we have my newest edition of the book is all three volumes in one. We have some separate volumes, 1, 2, and 3. Those will be in the grab bag. The Witch That Switched is in there. We have the elementary catechism on the Constitution. It's going to be a book about the magic of gun control. All that, all those things, and more for $29.95. And Quotation to Read and Ponder, a great book if you like reading quotations from people that made some statements that are worth listening to. Quotations to Read and Ponder, normally $20.50, $14.95. Grand Design Exposed, folks, this book is so great. If you want to see the stronghold that the Catholic Church got on this country and what the plans were behind that, it's in this book. It's been on sale. It's been on sale for $10. Now it's on sale for $7. It's in the catalog for $12. Offer from $7. And Once Saved, Always Saved, actually the damnable lie of Once Saved, Always Saved, is available for $4.50. That's $3 off. Now you can get all this. You can get the grab bag plus all these books for $56.40. $56.40. We'll get them all to you. So just call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. They're all available. Call tomorrow and tell Isha what specials you want. She may not have the whole list there, but Pastor Butch offers specials. On a grab bag for $29.95 and some three different books for a total of $26.45. We can break them down any way you want to do it and tell me you want both specials or whatever, but folks will give them to you as best we can at the best price we can. Or you can wait Thursday and call us Thursday if you like and order them with it with credit card, debit card, or write to us and order what you want and whatever you want to do with us, folks. We'd very much like to be happy and blessed to send it to you. Now, we were going to have a guest tonight, Ammon Bundy. If anybody remembers Ammon Bundy, his family fought a good fight back around 12, 13, kept the feds from taking over the ranch in Nevada. And it almost come to armed conflict. I mean, both sides were armed and ready to rock and roll. Almost come to armed conflict. By the grace of God, the feds backed off. Ammon's been involved in other things since then. He tried to run for office. That happened, he helped a gentleman and wife whose son was taken from him by CPS. He took CPS to court. Now, it didn't happen overnight. He and the father took them to court and eventually won the case. But they shamed CPS so much with the truth that now CPS is trying to sue and take Ammon's home from him and his family. I'm serious. Ammon can't afford the lawyers that CPS can. So keep Ammon and his family in prayer. He's going to be on tonight. He just said that he had some things to take care of with his family. So please keep Ammon Bundy in your prayers. Okay, the man has took a stand. Whether you agree to the thing he's done or not, makes no point. He took a stand, makes no difference. At least enough courage to stand. Now, I'm expecting a phone call a little bit from Gary in Arizona. We want to share some things very quickly about Donna Holman. And Todd, if he calls in, just let me know. He might be calling in a minute to discuss the case of Donna Holman who passed away just a few days ago. A great warrior for the unborn, folks. What a powerful, powerful lady. And her husband, Dan, who drove around in the Truth van for so many years. It shamed a lot of people to see what they'd done to unborn babies. Now, I just found out about Ammon not being here about 10 minutes ago. So tonight it's you and I. It's you and I, and the phone line's going to be open almost immediately. You're welcome to call anytime you want at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'm just going to speak some things from my heart tonight. I like to do this once in a while with you all. I like just to think that you're sitting right here with me. Maybe in back in the studio with me right now in our home studio, or maybe in the front room sitting down, and we're sharing our hearts. Folks, that's so important. Communication between everybody is important. Communication between your wife and husband and parents and children are so important. The communication between God's people is also vitally important. Very, very important. Understand this, folks. We're given this blessing to be able to communicate with each other, to help each other through hard times and times that maybe we just don't know how to handle. But sometimes people that are brothers and sisters are able to get through it. Now, before we get any further than this, we're going to go ahead and talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch.
Yes, sir.
I got some. Unfortunately, I got some sad news to share with your audience right now. Most people that listen to this show, I'm sure, know that my wife Donna and I go out on the street and try to save little bitty babies from being slaughtered, and we show pictures of that, and so on and so forth. I'm sure everybody knows that listen to this show. But I just wanted to say this, that Dan and Donna Holman was a couple that was on Butch's show years and years ago. And I heard them. I heard Dan there, and then later on I heard his wife speak there, too. Her name was Donna, Dan Holman. And his wife passed away a few days ago. And I just want you to know that my heart was broken about that. So we have stayed in contact with each other all these years, and we have shared the difficulties and the happiness about that. But anyway, so Dan is older and by himself now, and he's has a lot of ailments. And so him and his wife, he's going to miss her so much, just as I miss her, and Donna misses her. And I just do want to say this, and I'm going to hand the phone to my wife, and she can read to you about what happened here briefly. But I want to let everybody know, when you support this show, and I'm not being a hitman for Butch here, but I just want to let you know, it was this show, and Dan and Donna Holman that put me on the street trying to save babies for the last 10 years. Now, that's because I listened to this show and supported this show. And now Donna wrote up a little thing about Donna Holman and Dan Holman, and I pray that you put them in your prayers. And God bless you, Butch, and I'm going to hand you to my better half right now.
Okay. All right. Great.
Hi, Butch.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Well, I'm glad. I tell you what, anybody put up with Gary as long as you have, has to be pretty tough.
Yeah. Well, you're right there.
and I'm sorry for the loss of our mutual friend and sister Donna. That's sad, but you go ahead and share what's on your heart.
Yeah.
Honey. You go ahead and share what's on your heart.
Okay, all right. Donna Holman passed away 4 days ago of a stroke. She was a missionary to the unborn children for many years. She stood up for life and many times went to jail. They would give her the option to get out of jail if she wouldn't go out and stand up for the unborn. She refused and told them she would stay in jail. In jail, she told the people the gospel of Jesus Christ. She was a wife, the wife of Dan Holman, who is also a missionary to the unborn. They had a firm belief in what they did, saving babies from the murderous hands of the abortionist. And the script came to mind. She has fought a good fight. She has finished her course.
Amen.
She has kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for her a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give her on that day, and not to her only, but unto all them that love his appearing. She Amen. Was just a blessed person. She just blessed the socks off of me all the time. She loved the Lord so much, and, was ostracized by so many people. She fell and broke her hip, Butch, Pastor. She fell and broke her hip and was out on the street with a walker, standing up for the unborn.
She was a warrior. She was truly a warrior.
She was a warrior, truly a warrior. I'm going to give you back to Gary.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you, Butch, for giving her and him a voice and giving us a voice. We love you very much. And the wonderful people out there who listen to this show, God bless. I will go now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Gary. They almost got me in tears here. I don't want to break down on the radio, but I'm so humbled to be kind of worthy to stand side by side people like Gary and Donna and Dan and Donna and others. I'm so humble knowing who I am and what I am. A mere mortal, fallible, imperfect, in any other words you can think of that would describe the flesh of man, that's who I am. But by the grace of Christ, I am born again. I am saved. By his grace, I am kept. Not by my works, not by my deeds, by any means, but only in him. So to be counted worthy, though, to stand beside people who gave their lives, who give their lives for Christ, for the unborn, who are willing to go to jail. Willing to go to jail. We're trying to save the life of an unborn child. I don't know of any greater hero in the world. I can name a lot of cowards who call themselves Christians who've done nothing to stop this stuff, but I don't know too many heroes like that in my lifetime. I truly, truly don't. And that kind of leads you into what I want to talk to you about tonight. And the phone line's open, folks, at 844-769-2944. You know, I know for a fact that being born again, I'm going to talk to those I want to talk to those tonight that are believers. I'm going to talk to some of those that are lost and need Christ. And I'll get to Dino in just a minute. Dino, hang on a second. And I know for a fact how do you know what you're going to say, Pastor? Because I went through this experience. I know for a fact that only Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, Jehovah God, can make you whole and can sustain you through this world of hellish consequences that we're living in right now. That can give you a peace of past understanding and a joy that's out of this world incomprehensible, the joy he can give you. No, I didn't say he's always happy. I didn't say happiness is always guaranteed, but the peace and joy are always there. When you finally get in perspective, what is important, what is not important, the trifling things that happen on this earth are temporary, maybe sometimes painful, sometimes unpleasant, but the joy and peace that Christ gives us, folks, is eternal, and it starts the day you're born again if you trust him. Let's go to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yeah, I've been calling in. My name is Dean Bowman. I've been calling in for about 16 years. I live halfway between Milwaukee and Green Bay in Wisconsin. I've been rereading his three books. But, and I have to give you some more compliments.
Well, I
have them here. You're so selling them, right?
Oh, yes. Yep, they're on special right now, actually.
Yeah, I heard it, yeah, because I have to give you a promotion here. Who's ever listening out there? These three books that are on all based on the Bible and on verses. I've read hundreds of books in my life, and these are in the top 10 books of books that you should read based on Scripture alone and how it's based on how to react and don't react and to what's going on right now, Butch, because... And the guy who just called from Arizona, his name is Jerry, right?
Gary, right, Gary.
Yeah, go get this. He mentioned a friend named Dan Holman.
Oh, yes.
He's a personal friend of mine.
Wow. Well, yeah, and you know that Donna.
Dan Holman?
Oh, yeah, and you know Donna passed away then, right?
When was that?
About 4 days ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why Gary called in. That's why he called in to share that.
Oh, I've known Dan Holman for over 20 years. Donna died. I didn't know that.
Yes, yes.
He lives in Iowa.
Yes.
It's not too far from Des Moines. The name of the town is a real weird name. K-E-O-K-U-K.
Keokuk.
Yeah, well, I guess what's that?
Keokuk.
Yeah, so how long have you known Dan?
Oh, my, long, long time. At least about as long as you have.
This is unbelievable. I didn't even know you knew this guy. I was on the stage with him for 5-6 years, and then he used to live in Milwaukee. Wow, this is unbelievable. So, yeah, Dan Holman's wife died. Yeah, I think he had 3 or 4 children. Do you recall a guy named...
No, I don't remember. I don't remember how many children. I don't know how many children he had. No, I don't.
What's that?
I don't know how many children he had. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He had a few, yeah, because... I guess I'll have to. I just got a letter from him last week.
You might want to drop him a line and tell me you're praying for him.
Well, of course I'll do that, Butch. No.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Butch. I'll let you get the next caller because I want to recommend these 3 books to you because Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3, Butch, are people out there. I don't care where you're listening, anywhere from California to Maine to Florida to Texas. Please order these books and help support Brother Butch Paul. Thank you very much again.
Well, thank you, Dino. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And, folks, I promise I didn't pay Gary or Dino either one to say that. I didn't. But I think that, again, that's why I'm so humbled. I sincerely, with all my heart, wish I could meet all of you face to face, that we could spend some time together. To look at each other and talk to each other. But you get to know who I am and who I really am. I'm nothing important in this world, and only in the eyes of maybe my Savior am I worth anything. And by His grace, I've been born again, like I was saying. But one thing I've seen a lot over the years and more lately, maybe not because what I'm seeing has increased so much. It's just it's breaking my heart more because I'm getting closer to my Savior every day. I see things going on in the churches that break my heart more than I can say. And I'm not just talking about the pre-trib and the one saved, always saved. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I've come to conclusion that many people say they know Christ, they know Jesus, they know God. And that's wonderful. And perhaps they do literally know Him as their Savior. I pray they do. But I want to say this and listen very carefully. Too many people have that as a casual acquaintance. It's almost like we consider ourselves equal to Him. It's like we consider Him a friend here on earth that we just feel comfortable around, so we can wear old shoes and old blue jeans, and we can just be ourselves around Him and just take Him for granted. I do believe sometimes we think that we can just be around Him like we would be in the world, maybe in the way we dress or whatever. We go to church thinking we can just dress like we're going to the grocery store or to a picnic or whatever. Too casual in the presence of God. And, of course, we're in the presence of God all the time. I'm talking now in the place we call His house. We call where that's where the church meets. It's not the church. It's where the church meets. I went to one regular Bible study, one regular church service, in many, many months, just not too long ago. And I enjoyed, I'm convinced that most of the people were sincere. There's some very nice, very good people there as far as decent people go. But I was appalled at the lack of respect shown in the house of God to Jesus Christ himself, who's present with us by with his Holy Spirit. I was appalled at the attitude of the people, the casualness of coming to church, dressed like you, like I said, going to the grocery store, going almost like going swimming. I was appalled at that. That we can actually walk into the house of a house of God, we call it, looking like the world, basically acting like a world, saying we love him, but taking him for granted. That's not the way it should be. Church, we are to be the light and the salt of the earth. I just wrote an article. It's published on newswithfuse.com. Newswithfuse.com, and went out in this month's news magazine. It was entitled The Bible, a.k.a. The Christian Buffet. The Bible, a.k.a., also known as The Christian Buffet. And what the reason I say that is, I know personally, I've done it myself. I'm not throwing stones. I've done it myself. We go through the Bible. We pick out the parts we like, that we think we agree with, but we ignore the things that make us uncomfortable. And I named several things in the article itself. I'm not going to get into a lot of it. But the things that we don't feel comfortable with, that we feel like, well, that's all been done away with, we ignore. I submit to you that God has not changed his mind about anything when it comes to righteousness, not one iota, not a little bit, none. Now, I'm not talking about the statutes of the sacrifices that the priest went through. I'm not talking about that, or even the dietary laws. I'm talking about things that are moral codes that we live by. I mean, when you think about how we have let down on so many different things that Christ himself taught in the New Testament, that were given to us in the Old Testament, Christ brought forth the New Testament, things we were taught that we ignore because it doesn't fit society today, folks. We walk around like we can walk with Christ in a casual attitude, no real reverence, no real awe. Just be there. Back at the break, folks. A lot more talk about it. We'll take a call from Tom in Georgia.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back, and I'm so glad you're with us tonight. And I mean that. And we're taking phone calls. I'm just sharing with you from my heart tonight. I like to do this sometimes, just share what's on my mind. Because I like to think that a lot of folks are thinking about the same things I do at times. Just don't take time to share it. We need to do that once in a while. But let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor, everybody's talking about the books. I just got mine last week or week before last. I'm not through with them yet, but yeah, I've enjoyed everything I've read. I wish I'd had them before. If you will indulge me, I've got a riddle. I wasn't going to call in, but you sparked something in my mind when you talked about dress codes and how everybody presents themselves at church today, and it's just, you know, come as you are. Do you know when Moses was being given his instructions to God about how the priests should dress and about how their garments should be arranged and how ornately they were to be kept, and all the seams and everything like that were to be double seamed around the hems and the borders and the garments, you know, and you couldn't, the reason you did that was because they could not tear. If they tore, they were defiled and you couldn't be a priest.
Right.
All right, now, here's the riddle. I have researched this, and I've never found anybody with authority who has given an answer. And you don't have to answer it if you don't know. But do you know when Caiaphas ripped his garments in front of Christ, after Christ essentially declared himself, I'm the Son of God, Caiaphas ripped his garments. Did he know what he was doing?
That's an interesting question. And I wondered if he did it because of he felt dirty, or he felt that the blasphemy had dirtied him. I Christ came to who he was, and they thought it was blasphemy. That's a good question.
Most folks, when they come face to face with God, they hit the deck. They try to get underneath the dirt.
Sure.
And I'm wondering if he just didn't feel that filthy at that moment.
That's I've often thought that myself, and that's my opinion. But that doesn't make it so. But, you know, I've often thought that, or I thought maybe he felt that maybe he's trying to shame Christ. I don't know. But that's what I thought. I thought he realized that he was unworthy of him being in the presence of Christ.
I've never been able to pinpoint an answer, though. But, well, one day I will. But I'm not going to hang up the phone. I mean, I'm not going to hang you up on the phone. I just wanted to pose that to you, and I'll let some other callers get in.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Thanks. Thank you. And thanks for mentioning books. I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much. And folks, in the grab bag, you get three books, volume 1, 2, and 3. Now they're both all three in one book. But they'd be separate volumes. Same book, just separate volumes. But like I was saying, the lax attitude we have sometimes with Christ and his word, we actually do treat the Bible like a Christian buffet. You know, I was talking to a young man the other day, single young man, who wanted to date a girl, and said, well, she's single. And he said, she's divorced, and she's single. And I got to tell you this, folks, and this is in an article I wrote, too. If she's divorced, she's not single. Let that sink in. And it goes for the men also. As long as, and this, Christ said this, and I'm not going to give it, look it up yourself, that way you can remember it. Christ said, as long as their husband or their wife lives, they're not single. They're still married until that person's dead, until death do us part. So, I didn't have time at the moment to correct that young man, and I wanted to do it in a godly way. Explain to him that a divorced woman is not a single woman. To marry that woman is to cause her to commit adultery, and you to commit adultery with her, or fornication with her if you're not married. Now, that's Bible. It isn't pleasant. That's what I'm talking about, casuals with the Word of God. We just do it casually. I know people say, well, that's old-fashioned. Well, I know Deuteronomy 22:5 is also old-fashioned. Men shouldn't dress like women. Women shouldn't dress like men. And that's Bible. And people say, well, but that's Old Testament. Show me in the New Testament where Christ did away with that. I think in Matthew 7, he said, we're here. I was here to fulfill the law, not to do away with it. But we'll get to the other call just in a second. But I'll make this point. If you've read the book, and if you haven't, shame on you, Return of the Gods by Jonathan Cahn, you understand more of what I'm saying right now. Because of the casualness of the church starting to look like each other in the church, sexes starting to dress like other sexes, women wearing slacks and pants, and men starting to have long hair and earrings. If you'll read Jonathan Cahn's book, you will start seeing, especially back in the 60s and before that even, when the casualness of God's word in the church, I'm not talking about the world, in the church, started changing society into the perverted, filthy, decadent society it is today. Listen, I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to tell you the truth. Because of our casualness with the Word of God, which is, by the way, Jesus Christ, he's the Word, okay? When you read the law, you're reading Jesus Christ. You're reading what makes up his Father also, because he and the Father are one. Our casualness with how we deal with the Word of God has destroyed our nation and our children's futures. And I'll say this, I'll get to our next caller. I will tell you this out of the bottom of my heart. America is soon to be judged severely from the inside out and then from the outside. It will start on the inside. All empires collapse from the inside out. All empires have, always have. And that's when the wolves come in for the final kill, when the prey is weakened because of internal conflict. It's going to happen to America, and I say soon. I'm not saying 6 months. I'm not even saying 6 years. I don't know. I don't set dates. But it's coming. It's coming soon. And it's coming as hell on horseback, so to speak, when it happens. Prepare yourself in Christ, folks, now. Get that joy and peace in your heart. before it's too late. If what's happening right now in your life blows you away already, you don't have a snowball's chance in Hades to survive when all this happens. Let's talk to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. And Proverbs 9:10, and I'm gone by memory here, so I hope I get it right. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
It means a godly, reverential fear of God. And you were touching on that earlier on the broadcast when you said that many Christians take God too casually.
Yes.
It's not just in how they dress to come into church wearing shorts or women wearing slacks, etc. Women should look like women and men should look like men.
I agree.
And they should dress decently. And so, yeah, we need to have a reverential, godly fear of God, not a fear of man, but a godly fear of a reverential fear of God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That is not just a nice thing to do. It's our duty as Christians to do that. And I would like to ask everyone to please take up. I want to reiterate what Gary Roby said, that take the opportunity to get Pastor Butch's books. He writes them so that they're easy to understand and full of Bible. I like what Pastor Mike Hoggart says. Let me give you a good dose of King James, the old King James Bible. But Pastor Butch puts lots of Bible verses in there, and in the book that he's offering, I can't believe the price you're offering it at, because your postage is half the price of the book.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And so that 911-page book, I would urge you to get Pastor Butch's books and to get that book what's the guy's name? John Daniels.
Yes, the 411-page, yes.
411 pages, The Grand Design Exposed, that tells you how the Papal Church, the Jesuits, through its Jesuits, took over British Freemasonry, French Freemasonry, German Freemasonry, and they took them all over through their very, very powerful Jesuit order, which I consider, and I've researched it a lot, they're the most powerful secret society in the world. And one of our CIA guys, George Bush, that had a, but speaking of the CIA, by the way, the CIA director, his name is William Burns, director of the CIA. He's former U.S. ambassador to Jordan. He's just a little bit younger than us, Pastor Butch, but not a whole lot. He was born in 1956. He's the former ambassador to Jordan, and the director of the CIA, William Burns, is over there in the Middle East right now. So take a, whenever the CIA director travels somewhere, we should pay attention. But again, please pray for Gary and Donna Roby. You could hear that their hearts were breaking over the loss of Dan Holman. I'm sorry, the loss of Dan Holman's wife, Donna. So please, please pray for their comfort, for Dan's comfort, comforting from the Lord, and for Gary and Donna Roby's comforting. And I want to thank Pastor Butch that because of Pastor Butch, I have met people like Gary Roby and Phil Hudock. Phil Hudock needs your prayers, too. He has health issues. And I want to give a praise and thanks, Pastor Butch, that his wife, Lynn, and daughter,
Natalie.
Natalie, yeah. Boy, I can't think very good anymore, Pastor Butch, with a stroke. But, yeah, that they both made it back safely, praise the Lord. And praise the Lord for Call to Decision Ministry. And please support Pastor Butch by getting his books and get that book, The Grand Design Exposed, because that'll show you how the Jesuits took over all of that Freemasonry. They just used Masonry as a front. The real power, it lies in the Jesuit order. And thank you for being there, Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch, whenever I've called and asked Lisa to get a hold of Pastor Butch to call me, she's always done that, and he's always returned the call. So I just thank you for being accessible. And by the way, I just ordered an order from Bob Greska of his Carbon 60. And
great.
He's always done right by me, and how he ships the stuff out, packs it so well. Same thing with Summer, with her Mountain Herbs. They're you pick some really good people to be your sponsors.
Well, thank you.
And so thank you for and the products that they offer. You're a blessing, Pastor Butch. You're a blessing.
Well,
God bless you.
Thank you, Daryl. God bless you, my friend. I guess I'll talk to you in the office Thursday. Okay. I tell you, Daryl and I go back several years also, by the way. Now, if you want to call, the line's open, 844-769-2944. Now, as I was saying about some different things, folks, and tying together information that the Lord's asked me to share a piece at a time as I get it, we all need to examine ourselves daily in Christ and stop and think about who we call our God and who we call our Savior and the presence of the Holy Ghost who dwells in us and around us. And we're together, to where two or three getting together, Christ is there in person with us through the Holy Spirit. Think about those things a little bit. Should we only use His Word and pick and choose what we like and ignore the rest? Should we look like the world, talk like the world, act like the world? And when you talk to Christ, do we say, "Well, good morning, Bubba. How you doing today? Is that how you do it?" I've heard people say, "Well, I'll just put a word in at the man upstairs. I'll just throw a prayer up to the man upstairs." That is disrespectful beyond words. Beyond words, disrespectful. It's almost blasphemous. Because of the blood of Christ and the sacrifice He paid on the altar before God to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and of our sins and wash us clean, because of His sacrifice and what He done, the veil was rent from top to bottom that separated us from the Holy of Holies. And now because of the blood of Christ and sacrifice of His blood on the altar, not because of what we've done or what we're good for, no. We can or enter into the Holy of Holies anytime, day or night, anywhere we need or want to. And as Brother Tom was saying, the priest had to be dressed perfectly and cleansed perfectly. They put bells on the garment of the high priest and tied a rope to that man's leg when he went in before the Holy of Holies. Because if he wasn't righteous, he wasn't pure, he dropped dead on the spot and he'd be drug out by the other people. That's how awesome, that's how reverent we should be when we enter before the presence of God Almighty. Now, I'm not saying that we have to cleanse ourselves and put on certain collars and wear all the other things. Now, I'm not saying that. Christ cleanses from our sins. But can we not at least present ourselves as men and women before Him, the respect who He is? Is that wrong to just ask that question? Is it wrong to reverence Him so much? If you were invited to the governor's house and you happen to like the governor, by the way, whether you did or not, you would go into his house dressed decently, acting decently, and respectfully. If you didn't, you would probably get through the door. How much more so should we enter into the presence of our Father in heaven, especially when the church meets together to break bread, so to speak, of the Word and share the truth of the Word of God? Too casual, folks. Too casual. We become a church that takes for granted the price was paid for us on the cross of Calvary. take for granted the sacrifice that our Savior did for us. And the gift our Heavenly Father gave of His Son on the cross. We take that for granted so much today that we forget that He is God. That He is worthy of all praise. That He's worthy of all reverence and all awe that we can bring before Him. Let that sink into your heart a minute. Wouldn't it glorify Him and really help us a whole lot if we would just take time to look at ourselves according to His Word and try to do what He instructs us to? Someone once said, well, God doesn't look at your clothes. He looks at what's in your heart. Well, I'm going to say this very slowly. The person said, God does not look at your clothes. He looks at what's in your heart. And that's true. That's true. I don't go out and put hay out for the cattle wearing a suit. I don't do that. But when I intend to go to worship the Father with the rest of some other church members, the rest of the church, I take off the dirty jeans and cow manure stained shoes and put on something different. Because I'm entering in with the body of Christ to worship our Heavenly Father. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It isn't, no, people say He doesn't look what you close, He look what's in your heart. Let me just say this to you very clearly and very slowly. If your heart is right with Christ, with God through Christ, with the Heavenly Father through Christ, His Son, your heart will lead you to reverence Him, who He is, and where you are, in every way you possibly can. That's the truth. You can tell somebody's heart when you end up in the so-called church where the church meets, dressed like the world, looking like the world, acting like the world. They're not walking in Christ, folks. At least not in wholeheartedness. They may have a casual relationship with Him, but it's not wholehearted. You know, I have casual relationships with a lot of people. I do. I know some people, a lot of people, and some of them are closer than others. But my real relationship that I have with somebody that's really close to me, that I've given myself to completely, is my wife. No one else shares that relationship besides she and I. I'm not casual in that relationship in the sense that we come together as one. Understand what I'm saying to you. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch. You know, one thing that I remember somebody said to me, or I read, it was by Coach Dave Devemar. He wrote an article saying that there's one time that the church, quote, the fellowship of Christ, went out into the world to bring the world into the church to bring them to Christ. But now that the world's come into the church, the world's taking the church out and bringing them into the world.
That's true.
And, I mean, it's a crazy cycle. But the reverence is not there for God. I've been in some denominations that there's no reverence for God there. They think God is just nothing but all love and joy and happiness. But, I mean, I remember a guy one time said to me, and I've mentioned this before on my broadcast. He said, well, God's just my buddy. That's blasphemy. That's an insult to the living God.
It is.
Where is the reverence at? Where is the respect at? Where is the honor in God being a deity? We forgot that Christ, God the Father, Holy Spirit, is a deity. It's not a person. Well, the Holy Spirit is a person that Christ dwells in us. But we forget how to reverence those things.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We surely do, Joe. That's why I try to teach the Bible as close as I can, best I can, and try to live it. I'm not perfect at it, but I want to live it for His glory. I don't understand why this would be complicated for anybody. I mean, if you love Christ, then we should want to please Him in every way possible.
Well, and true, you know, in the way that we love and honor our own parents, the way that we love and honor Christ the Father, the God, and the Holy Spirit, how we respected our own parents is the way we respect the deity, the Godhead. And sometimes that's not very good.
I agree.
You know, we live under our parents' roof, but if we don't respect them, then can we, you know, honor the living God the same way?
Are we forgetting
who Christ is?
I totally agree. I'm praying this coming Saturday. I'm gonna do a lesson on some things, but this will be this same topic will be a kickoff to the lesson probably. But we're gonna get some pretty deep things this weekend. So be sure to be there and join us.
Well, yeah, you know, and one thing that I think of all the time, contrary to some people that hold to doctrines of Calvinism or the, you know, Christian identity groups, that Christ came into the world for all. That includes the Edomites, the blacks, the Caucasians, the Oriental people. Christ came into the world for each and every one of them, to bring them into his family, to bring them into the Godhead. And, you know, I remember a verse in Revelation that said that all who seek Christ, all, that's not some, all, that's everyone. That includes, as some people say, the Edomites are cursed people. That includes some that say that black people are cursed, or even Jews. I'm sorry, they're welcome coming to the family of Christ too. And that's the honor we should give the Father, because he came for all of us, not for some of us.
Well, you see that, and you made a point there that we need to look at real quickly, because the Jews cursed himself. They did. Let the blood be on us and our children, but that doesn't mean they can't repent of it. And the same thing goes to anybody else. Yeah, they're cursed. They curse themselves, but they can repent and come back to Christ.
True. And, you know, when Christ went to the cross, that was God's mercy on mankind. When Christ descended into hell, there 3 days, then he resurrected. That was God's grace on mankind. When Christ ascended into heaven, that was God's promise of his coming and his return. What greater glory to know that this is the divine order of the living God.
Amen. Good points, Joe. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hope to see you Saturday morning. And folks, we're about out of time. We're down about the last minute or so, but I want to thank you all again for being with me again tonight. Tomorrow night we're going to have some of Dre on discussing what's on sale in our products this month. Folks, the C60... And Superior Mountain Herbs are two sponsors, and they're fantastic items. And because they're there, folks, we can be here, and I do love you. And I mean that. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.